Imagine being unable to eat some of your favorite foods, like cold, flavorful ice cream on a hot summer day, or warm, cheesy pizza after a long day of work. It's not just an allergy, but it's a lifestyle one has to accommodate to. Now, you might be thinking, okay, so she did a previous episode on food allergies. How is this one different than the rest? Well, this time, we're going to talk with a new special guest who has multiple allergic reactions in their lifetime. Someone who has a lot of experience with food allergies, with many intriguing stories to share, and how to make the people dealing with food allergies have less panic and more peace. Hi, this is Rhea Miglani, and you're listening to Less Panic and More Peace. Our special guest today is not only allergic to a specific food like nuts or eggs, but a large amount of almost everything. He can't eat some of your favorite and most important foods since he was a young child. Some of our favorite foods like ice cream or cake can make us happy and peaceful. So how does he deal with his food allergies being allergic to almost every kind of food? How does he maintain healthy? How does he maintain happy? Introducing our special guest on today's show, Avi Kumar. Thank you for coming on our show. Avi and I know each other because our parents are longtime friends. And so that makes us family friends, right? And we've known each other for probably our whole lives, right?
Like, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. So in fact, Avi is actually the same age as me, right? You're 15. And yep. Out of everyone I know in my lifetime, Avi has the most amount of allergies, and we'll talk about that a little bit later and exactly what kinds of foods he's allergic to. But why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, Avi?
So my name is Avi, and I'm a high schooler in New York, and I've been some of my hobbies. I mean, I guess I like to play soccer, and I like to play ultimate frisbee. Those are the sports I play, and I also enjoy playing the violin. So, yeah, and I like to cook, which is also really helpful with my allergies. So that's another one.
Nice. So we've kind of mentioned that you have a large variety of food, a different kind of foods that you are allergic to. But what are the specific types of foods that you're allergic to?
Yeah, so I'm allergic to wheat, dairy, fish, and nuts. I used to be allergic to eggs, but I first grew out of my baked eggs allergy. And then after that, I finally lost my egg allergy, which is
great. Yeah, so it must be hard, right? Like, dealing with all these food allergies, how do you deal with that?
Well, I think that it's a combination of going out there a little bit more and trying to find replacements.
Yeah.
To also, like, realizing that there may be times I'll be left out, and there may be times that I can't enjoy the same kinds of luxuries, but, like, that's okay, because I can find different kinds of those for myself and kind of deal with it through going out there and trying to make it easier for me.
Yeah, definitely. So you said that you grew out of the egg allergy, right? So
yes.
How, like, when did you grow out of it? What age?
I think it was about 2 years ago, so I was probably 13.
Oh, wow, so 12. That's like a big step. It's a huge step.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So how did you find out you were allergic? Were you born with it, or did you eat something, and you're like, hey, this doesn't feel right? What happened?
So I was actually born with it. I mean, my parents haven't told me too much, but I do know I started with getting a lot of eczema, which is like rashes on my skin.
Yeah.
And that's how they started to discover that I did have some food allergies. So I don't remember the exact specifics. I mean, I do remember like small food allergies and one big one that I had when I was very young, but I don't remember any specifics.
Yeah. So I know I found out when I was about like one. And my mom gave me this peanut butter cookie, I think it was, and I'm allergic to nuts, right? And so I've never tried it before or anything, and I didn't want it, actually. So the peanut butter actually came on my face, and then I had a rash on my face, like, all over. So I've only had one allergic reaction, thankfully, so far, knock on wood. But I'm only allergic to nuts. So since you're allergic to so many more things, like, how many allergic reactions have you had in your lifetime?
Well, I mean, I've had quite a few, like a majority of them have been minor, but I think I've had to take an EpiPen about 4 times in my life.
Oh my gosh.
And about like, I guess 3 out of 4 times are very serious.
Yeah.
I think the first time was, like I just said, was when my mom accidentally switched the milks in our cereals
and I had
to go to the hospital. And there was also, it's usually with milk. Dairy is usually my worst allergy. Uh-huh. And that's what I've had to deal with a lot. But I actually had one recently in January where I was at a hotel and the milks were actually switched. That's usually what happens. It's pretty often that happens. And I had to, it was labeled soy milk and it actually had regular milk in it.
Oh.
So that was a problem. And then I had to go to the hospital. It was in Turks and Caicos, which was not ideal. But
yes, I've heard
about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't have soy milk. No, regular milk.
I can't have regular milk, but I can't have soy milk. So.
Okay, so you can't have soy milk. So, okay, cool. So you can have like cereal with soy milk and stuff like that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and I can also have almond milk. I am allergic to most nuts, but almonds I can have.
Oh, really? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good. So you can have like almond butter instead of like peanut butter, you know, kind of like substitute it and stuff?
Yeah. My mom actually really likes almond butter, and I've tried it a few times. It's been pretty good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So can I ask you a little personal question that the listeners might want to know?
Sure.
It's pretty like, okay, it's awkward for me to say. It's like pretty risky question to ask. It's like really awkward. But I found this question on the internet, and I was like scrolling through my feed and stuff, and it was honestly like a very ideal question. It's going to be super awkward, okay? But I had to ask this question because a lot of people were like wondering it. You don't really have to answer if you don't know the answer to it. But for instance, right, you're in college and you're at a party and you're about to like kiss a girl or something. Would you ask them if they had any nuts or like any food allergies beforehand?
I mean, I don't know. That's in the future, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know. That's a little risky question, but a lot of people wanted to know the answer to that. Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been pretty risky, so I don't think that I'm like to that level.
Yeah.
That like conservative with my food allergies. So, uh-huh. I mean,
yeah. So,
yeah. Wait, I guess that's like,
yeah, that's a really awkward question. I know. So when you smell like nuts, for example, you're allergic to that kind of stuff?
So it used to be like, I remember my grandmother would make eggs in the morning when I was at her house, and every day I have to walk outside to make sure I didn't get an allergy, but that's not really the case anymore. I don't think there's too many foods that happens with. I mean, it still happens sometimes, but it's always with dairy. So it's pretty rare. We don't really use dairy too much in the house. And we also, you know, like once a week we'll make tacos and we'll make quesadillas. And in that case, sometimes I'll have a slight reaction where I'll start to wheeze a little bit. But other than that, it's usually just when I actually eat it or when I usually eat it.
Wow. So that's good. Well, so you didn't have to like sit at the peanut table at school or anything like that.
I've always hated that whole idea of like having to sit at a separate table.
Yeah. Same, yeah. Like, I actually had to do that at school, I think it was, like, in elementary school. They always had to make me sit at the peanut tip because I was allergic. It was horrible.
Yeah.
So, can you share one, like, intriguing story? I'm sure you have so many stories to share, but can you share one EpiPen story, possibly?
Sure. So, I mean, I'll share the one of Turks and Caicos because I think that was the most interesting. It said soy milk on the top. And I expected it to be soy milk, so when I took a bite, I had, like, 6 spoons at once. Usually, I do something called a 5-minute rule. So uh-huh. Every time I take a bite out of anything that's risky or anything that's new, I'll wait 5 minutes. But I've never done that with cereal at hotels before because it's, like, cereal.
Yeah.
So I did that. I didn't do that, and I had 6 bites. And at first, the allergy wasn't too bad. But then when I started to wheeze. It was a resort, so they had a mini nurse's area or whatever. And I started to get I started to wheeze a little bit, and then we just said, let's just take the EpiPen since we knew the reaction was bad. Mm-hmm. So we took one, and it ended up not working. It was actually expired, and it was our personal one. So that one didn't work, and then we took the one in the nurse's office. And that one was not expired, and it also barely worked.
What?
So I was losing oxygen. It was getting really scary.
Oh my!
Like my oxygen levels were going down, and then I took 3 EpiPens by the end in like a 1-hour span.
Oh my god!
And I had to be carried out, and it was in Turks and Caicos, so they're not very professional. So the ambulance was going to take like 20 minutes to come, so I had to actually go in one of their taxis, and they put me in a wheelchair. And then they brought in the gas tank with them, the oxygen tank with them.
Gosh.
And then we went to the hospital, and they immediately, like, gave me, like, a huge shot of epinephrine. And, and from then on, it was not too scary, but it was scary for a very long time.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's a crazy story. But, like, how did how did the second EpiPen not work? Was it, like, expired too?
No, that one was not expired. And they actually say that expired EpiPens should still work. But
what?
I don't know. I think that, like, I also took a nebulizer, and I feel like, so, like, there's this comparison between, like, asthma and allergy, and yeah. I feel like we were targeting the asthma a lot more, so my throat was closing, and I kept on taking albuterol, which doesn't really help with that too much, so it got kind of scary, and the EpiPens weren't working for some reason. I don't know why. That may not have been our fault, but I don't know. Yeah.
So weird. How did it not work? So, your asthma, so you have the symptoms of your throat was closing, and did you feel anything in your stomach or like any other symptoms that you had?
So yeah, I think I did have a slight stomach ache, and that's how it started.
Uh-huh.
But it was weird because usually when I get an allergy to dairy, I immediately start to wheeze and I start to have a loss of breath, but that didn't happen. So it was like, you know, it's a really bad allergy when there's always a tingle in your throat. But sometimes that tingle gets, like, unbearable, and it's, like, really strong. And then that's how you know that, you know, for me, it's how I know it was dairy and not, like, gluten or one of those. Yeah.
So, like, for different allergies, you're saying, like, you have different symptoms, possibly?
I would say that, like, the symptoms get worse. Like, so if I were to have, like, maybe if I were to have, like, let's say before I lost my egg allergy when I was really small, if I were to eat egg, I would get a small tingle, and it would go away after 10 minutes, and I wouldn't even have to take Benadryl. But now, like, if you go all the way up to dairy, it gets really bad. And, like, you know it, like, right away that you got an allergy.
Yeah, that's good. So, what, when you went to the hospital, right? And they gave you, like, an injection of the epinephrine. How did you feel? Like, were you feeling super panicked or more peaceful in this? Like, you're, like, more calm. Like, okay, this is gonna, you know?
Well, so, I was in the taxi. And when I was in the taxi, I was, like, really freaking out. And my parents were freaking out. I actually like put my hand down to itch my foot, and they thought I passed out. So it got really scary. But then when I got to the hospital, they put me back in a chair, and I saw like there were two doctors, and they're like all calm, and they're just like watching me and monitoring me, and everything was going well. And then at that point, I was like, I could still barely breathe, but I felt like because emotionally, like I was feeling a lot more at peace because I was able to like concentrate on my breath.
Yeah.
And I felt like everything was going to be okay because there's four doctors around me and there's like six nurses who are putting in different injections in my IV. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like it was over. Like the scary part was over and now I just had to get through it.
Yeah. I feel like when you're at the hospital, it makes everything more calm, I feel, because they're doctors, like everything, right?
Yeah.
So after you took the injection, and were you not eating anything after that? Like you're like sticking to the safe foods, or what were you doing after you got the injection?
Yeah, so I feel like that happens. Well, so I was in the hospital for the rest of the day, but you know, usually when I get a food allergy, that doesn't really change the way I act after that. Mm-hmm. So the food allergies, maybe like they will make me a little bit more aware. So like I'll always be doing the 5 minute rule for like a week after I get that food allergy,
because
it's scary. So like, you don't want to be in that situation again. Uh-huh. But like as far as moving away from certain foods, that only happens on like a very short like a short amount of time. That's not something that really affects my life.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it affects me in the way that like I'm just like blown out of my mind. Like I'm a little bit more scared and a little bit more on edge. But as far as my eating habits go, that doesn't really change.
Yeah. So that must have been, like, a life-changing experience. It's crazy. So how has it shaped you as, like, a person? Like, how did you – I heard you actually started cooking, right, a lot more. So did the allergies make you do a certain things?
Yeah, well, I think that, like, we're still at the point where, like, it's hard for kids with allergies, especially when a kid with like has so many allergies. Like, you can't go to the store and buy bread. So I feel like – it's become something that I have to take into my own hands. And that's why I've to cook food, like Asian food, and I like to make food for myself. And it's like, you can go to the store and get all the basic ingredients, like gluten-free flour, and like make fried chicken for yourself or whatever you want to do. And it's like, it puts your allergies back into your own hands and lets you control it. Especially with coronavirus, we couldn't go out to restaurants, which is something me and my family love to do. And now that we couldn't do that, cooking became sort of my way of still being able to eat good food without having to like sacrifice my health and sacrifice my enjoyment during the
quarantine. Yeah, great answer. Yeah, that's great. So back to the story, like what, can you explain the 5 minute rule a little bit? So you just wait, you take a bite and then you wait 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's basically the gist of it. And if it's something that I'm really fearful of, like let's say it's something I've like never tried before and it's like, we don't want to get an allergy today, then, or like even if I sometimes, it's really irresponsible, but if like I'm at a restaurant close to my house and I don't want to like get into an emergency situation and I don't have any Benadryl or an EpiPen on me, then I'll wait like 15 minutes and take a bite and then take another bite and then go really slow so that we're always careful.
Wow. That's very good of you guys to do. But like, doesn't it get annoying sometimes? You're like, oh, I just want to eat this food already. Like, can you just like get into it? Can I just eat it already? You know?
Yeah. I mean, it does. Like it's mainly my parents that are enforcing it. Like it's not, yeah. I'm always the one that sneaks a bite after like 5 minutes and tries to eat it. And then my dad is like, that's not 5 minutes. But,
Yeah.
No, I also want to be responsible. So yeah. I try to do my best.
But it might be like, if you do this like every single meal, every time you go out, right? It must be like, okay, you know, I just want to eat this already. I'm not feeling anything. You kind of like lose sense of, oh, okay, I have an allergic reaction, a serious allergic reaction. And I actually have to, you know, be serious about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're also not always going out to the different places every night.
Yeah. So
if you're going to the same place, like there's places I go to all the time, I don't like wait 5 minutes. Like I trust the place and I trust that they won't give me an allergy.
Yeah, that's great. So you don't think about allergies every time you go to restaurants? Or do you?
I mean, I usually do. Like it's become part of the process to just wait 5 minutes, but past that, that's really it. So I am focusing on my allergies, but I don't let it consume me. I don't let it take over my life.
Definitely. And so we talked about restaurants, but what about when you go to people's houses? You know, since you can't have much food provided at like restaurants, do you bring your own food to people's houses? Because they don't really know what's in the certain food. Like the hosts in like a gathering, get together, they don't really know exactly what's in the food and you can't really trust that. So do you like bring your own food?
Yeah, most of the time I do, but like obviously like if we're with family friends like you guys and there's food I can eat, then like last time we were at your house I had that chicken. Like it's sometimes easy if like unless there is nothing I can eat at the place, then I'll bring my own food. Like I'll bring Chipotle or I'll bring something I can eat over there and then I can still hang out with everyone. It doesn't make me feel excluded in any way. It's kind of just something I've learned to do.
So you can have chicken, but you can't have chicken with, like, butter on it or, like...
Yeah, you know, I can have chicken.
Okay, that's good. So let's just get... Like, just wrap it up a little bit. Can you give, like, one tip for children for, like, less panic and more peace? Like, how do you go from panic to peace in an allergic reaction situation?
Well, like I said, I think it's about knowing that you're in the right hands and that, like... It's about like if you have an allergy, then you can't be panicking. Like a lot, my parents do panic, and I don't think that's a good idea because I feel like when you already have the food allergy, you have to try to like stay calm and follow the process because like there's people out there that are helping us and there's people out there that like have like we can get Benadryl nowadays, we can get EpiPens. There are hospitals that will no matter what help you out. And if you have those resources, then they're like, that's why you can't freak out because you have those resources and you have to make sure you're using them.
Exactly. It's not like necessarily about the EpiPen, you know, it's like also about the feeling and like psychology about like not worrying, like remaining peaceful. And I actually have this story, like I'm just like really quickly. It's just I had an allergic reaction last summer and it was after a basketball game and I ate Thai food. And I had to take the EpiPen. My symptoms were so bad, like throat closing up. This is my first allergic reaction ever. And throat closing up, I felt like needles were poking in my stomach. It was the worst feeling ever. And I was freaking out. Like I'm a person who like panic about this. And when I was panicking, my dad was panicking. My mom was like yelling at me like, hey, stop panicking. Like you have to just remain like calm about this. But I just kept, I couldn't help it. It made my symptoms worse. And it made me like, I was going crazy. And And then my dad took me to, it was like late at night too. So my dad took me to the emergency room, the ER, right? And I felt so much more calm when the doctors were there. Like, I don't know if you feel like that way, but whenever I just feel I'm so calm when I feel like I'm safe and, you know, in the hospital. But yeah, so do you have any final thoughts or words that you could share to the listeners? Anything?
Well, like, I think it's important to be careful, and that's the main priority. But like I said, it's kind of like there's not always going to be, like, the gluten-free stuff in restaurants, and there won't always be gluten-free stuff in grocery stores. And, like, it's, like, kind of why I cook, so that, like, yeah, I can still have, like, be happy, because, like, I find, like, bakeries I can go to, and I find, like, other places that make me happy, and places that allow for my allergies. And I think that's, like, that's part of the process. Like, through your life, when you have food allergies, that's all you really have to do. It's to find how you can still interact with others and still live the same life as others by just going out of your way a little bit.
That's great. So do you think that you possibly can become, like, use your allergies like a future occupation? Have you ever thought about that before? Like, I'm just genuinely curious.
Well, when I was really little, I said I wanted to become an allergist. Uh-huh. But I mean, I don't know, maybe like if I when I get really older and I want to open up a restaurant, I guess there aren't too many restaurants where you can go in and you don't have to worry at all. Like, I found restaurants where there's a gluten-free menu, or where there's there's one bakery in New York City that has everything gluten-free, but I think there's need to be more of that. Places that, like, if you're a vegetarian or if you have any dietary restrictions, like, you don't have to be worried. And I feel like that's not something that there is a lot of right now, and that has to increase. Yeah,
definitely. And I remember last time you came over, you brought this chocolate cake, right? Was it gluten-free?
Yeah, that's from that bakery.
Right? It was so good. And I think that, you know, you never know. You could possibly open up a business gluten-free, you know, skyrocket. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being our special guest on today's episode. You were very insightful, and we loved having you on the show. So thank you, listeners, for tuning in, and hope you gain knowledge and more awareness on this topic. And I hope you all have a great rest of the day. And our special guest today was Avi Kumar, and you are listening to Less Panic and More Peace. Peace out.